What's going on, everybody? It's your guy, Easy Ollie.
It's your boy, D-Dub, and we back.
And, you know, it's a few days before Christmas, my favorite time of the year, and we have a gift for you today. And that gift is our top five games of the week. And, of course, we're going to start with the game that is today.
Yep.
The Bills and the Patriots.
Yeah, we're going on with the AFC, you know, the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right, and this is going to be a big game. The Patriots have lost three of the last four games. They're not the dominant team that we first saw at the beginning of the year. And as those things go, you know, you kind of see where the team is, you know, further along in the season. And what we do know is that the Bills are a legit football team right now. They got a stellar defense. They got playmakers in the secondary. You know, they run the football very well, which is something that I like a lot about them. You know, all three phases, man. I think, you know, last week with the fumbles is kind of, you know, a irregular thing that happens. I think they pretty much take good care of the football. This is a game where I think they come out on top. I do think the Bills win this. I think this is going to be a tough game, and I have the Bills coming out 17-10. I think that Tom Brady is just going to get flustered. I've said this a bunch of times early in the year. The offensive line is not that good for New England. And when you can pressure Tom Brady and force mistakes, then you have a chance to win the football game. So I think that's what the Bills are going to use as part of their formula to take down the Patriots today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with you on that. I mean, defensively, I think it's going to be a defensive battle. Offensively, I don't think it's going to be much to show. Unless Tom Brady, you know, took some juice before he comes out of the locker room. You know, some of the MJ secret stuff from Space Jam. I really think that the Bills have the opportunity to show why they've been so good this season. And that if they beat the Patriots today, then it's going to show and solidify that what I've been saying all season, that they are not to be messed with. Tom Brady has been playing very, very mediocre this whole season. You could say weapons, you can say play calling, you could say offensive line. But one thing for sure, the defense is what kept them alive. And that's what's going to help them stay in this game. But I think the Bills are going to find a way. If they can keep everything together, if Singletary can hold on to the ball, and if Josh Allen does what he does best and is show his will and his tenacity, I think the Bills are coming out on top. I got a similar score. I got them winning 20-17.
Yeah, I think it's going to be to me with the Patriots, their bread and butter is from you know, turnovers. And if you don't throw the ball that much, then their chance of getting interceptions is not going to be that high. So, you know, with that being said, I think they use that two running back thing that they've been doing all year with Frank Gore and David Singletary. I don't think David Singletary is going to have, you know, fumbles like he did last week. I think he's going to take better care of the football. And I think they're going to use, you know, that to their advantage and come out on top. As far as the Patriots go, I understand home field is an important thing, but I think they're past that now.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to get, you know, a bye coming in, you know, I think they're going to be playing in the wild card.
It's too late for often that. It's too late for that.
Yeah, I know it's not often that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick play wild card weekend, but I think that they will be this year. And you know, I don't want to say it's not, you know, something normal for them, but it really isn't. And I don't know if they'll be prepared this time around like they have been in the past. So, you know, I think that the Bills definitely come out on top in this one. And for the first time in a long time, I think that they will win the AFC East. I'm almost very sure of it. I think that, you know, this is going to be part of the new era in the AFC East. You know, Tom Brady's getting older. Bill Belichick's getting older. They're not going to last forever. Father Time is clearly undefeated. So, you know, I think this is the dawn of the new era in the AFC East. And, of course, going on to the next game that's also today, later on tonight, the Rams at the 49ers.
Yeah.
Now, this is a big game for two reasons. The 49ers can't afford a loss.
Nope, not again.
The Rams can't afford a loss. Nope. So no one can lose this game. Absolutely no one. The Rams have a chance this week to get closer to a wild card spot. I know I've been screaming spoiler winning weekend for weeks now, and you know I think that maybe I might be right again. Might be right this time. The Rams, I have them coming out on top. I think they're gonna win this game.
Nah.
It's a division game. Division games are always emotional. Mm-hmm. I know they're playing in San Francisco or Santa Clara, but I'll be quite honest with you. I think the Rams are desperate.
I think the Rams are super desperate. I think the Rams are very desperate.
They lost a game that they should have won last week to the Cowboys, and now I think they're desperate. And I think that Sean McVay is going to pull all the tricks out. He's going to tell them to leave it all out there on the field, and I think they're going to come out on top in this one. The San Francisco 49ers, they're kind of like, we're good, we're in the playoffs, we're not number one right now, but we still have a chance to get back to number one if some things work in our favor. Well, of course, we need New Orleans, Green Bay, and the Seahawks to lose this weekend. But, you know, there's still a chance for them to get to that number one seed and get that first round bye. So I don't think they're as desperate as the Rams. And I think desperation is going to play a huge role into this outcome. I actually have the Rams coming out on top in this one, 28-21.
Mm-hmm.
The 49ers, I know their defense has been phenomenal almost all year. I'm just not so sure of their receivers. I know Deebo Samuel has been balling out. Kendrick Bourne and those guys, Dante Pettis, they played well last week. But are they going to do it again? If you keep just relying on George Kittle, then the defense is going to just keep zoning in on George Kittle. And it's not going to help you. I do know their running back game has been okay the last few. It's been better than okay the last few games. And you know, Mostert and Coleman have been doing their thing. But how long can you rely on that if you're not moving the chains by throwing the football? I'm not so sure. So, you know, it's a lot to be desired still for me for the San Francisco 49ers. But we'll see what happens this game.
Yeah, I don't know what you want, but the Rams are not going into San Fran and winning. They had their opportunity, and you said it last week. The Rams are done. Unless Todd Gurley comes out and busts off for a buck 50, and Jared Goff goes off for 400 plus, getting Cooper Kupp a buck and getting Robert Woods a buck, it ain't happening. It's not against this defense, not against this secondary. I know you've been saying Richard Sherman is shit, that he'd be playing like ass, but guess what? The man could still got something left. He still can make something.
I have never said that. Do not. No. I'm a supporter of Richard Sherman.
You're a supporter now.
I've been a supporter.
It's not like you're
the
man
who told me that he wasn't that good.
I said he hasn't been playing to the level of play like he did in Seattle.
He's been solid all year.
All right, so you retract your statement. All right. But with that being said, San Francisco is not losing this game. Defensively, they outmatch the Rams offensively. Bosa coming off the edge is going to give Jared Goff a hell of a problem, and especially the fact that Goff is not as mobile as some of the other quarterbacks in the league. We're going to see him thrown on the run a lot today, and that's going to be the real challenge for the Rams. Is going to be adversity. How can they overcome some of their past issues and also change up the play calling? McVay has been very, very predictable this whole season. We haven't been seeing the play calls that they've had in the last, like last season. Todd Gurley needs to go off this game. He needs to go off. I'm not talking about a 30-yard run for a TD and that's it. They need to feed him the ball, and they need to do it now. If they want to make the playoffs, they want to make the postseason, they need to feed the workhorse. If there's something wrong, They need to figure it out, and they need to figure it out before the game starts today, because that's what they need.
You got a target list on your background. I'm telling you, man. You gonna have Todd Gurley coming out.
I don't care. Todd Gurley, if you got something wrong going on, put it out there. Because at the end of the day, these teams are betting on you. These teams are there are people out there betting their hard-earned dollars on you because they believe that you're 100%. You're going to go out there and give them 100%. Now, if it ain't you, I understand that. If it's the team and the play calling, then that's a whole different situation. But you need to go out there and give me 150. Now, I don't want 95. I don't want 90.
What's your score for this game?
Oh, to be honest, I had a fair scoring game. I had the 49ers 28 and the Rams 14. I don't think that the Rams are going to be
fair. That's a double digit. That's two times the score. That's not fair.
Hold on. Do you remember? Hold on. Wait. Before you even continue to utter any more words, do you remember what the Dallas Cowboys did to them? Okay, then. That's right. Silence. So that's exactly what I expected.
They're not going to score under 14 points 2 weeks in a row.
It's just my prediction. That's how I'm feeling.
We're going to be live watching, so we'll see. I mean, I just don't think that they're going to score under 14.
They're not going to score under 14. I gave them at least 14. If they score more, they score more, but they ain't going to win.
I disagree. I think the Rams play spoiler this week, and they come out on top. Great. But another division game on our list. It's a bunch of division games. You know, ever since the NFL did this, a whole bunch of division type games to end the season, it really matters. It really matters because now you really can't be in any position to pull your players. Mm-hmm. Like you can't pull your players.
More resting. These games are no important. More resting.
And the Cowboys and Eagles is going to be a huge game. Mm-hmm. That's a big game.
This is a big game. This is going to determine.
This is a big game.
This is going to determine everything for the NFC. And we, to be honest, we already thought.
It's going to determine more. I think it's going to determine more for just the NFC. Because one is going to determine how much longer Jason Garrett stays as the head coach. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two is going to determine if there's any changes that need to be made in Philadelphia.
I think a lot of changes are going to be made in Philadelphia.
I think the Cowboys finally, with some momentum, play the way that they played early in the season.
Yeah, great.
If you look at it, they don't have too many injuries on the offensive side of the ball. This is still the same team that was putting up 30-plus points in the first couple of games. Albeit it was against poor teams, they were still doing it. So, to me, I think that after last week's game against the Rams, they have momentum. I think they can do it again. I think that the woeful secondary in Philadelphia won't be able to compete. I don't really see anybody, in their secondary that can handle Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper going at full force, cooking. And it's a balanced attack with Ezekiel Elliott and Pollard running the football. Mm-hmm. I think that, the Dallas Cowboys understand they can't lose. I don't want to say that they're desperate, but they understand that they can't lose. And I think that they're going to show that this week. I'm not sold on the Eagles at all. I don't see any identity with the Eagles. I don't know who they are. All I know is on offense, they have Carson Wentz. That's it. That's all I know.
That's it.
Defense, you can throw for 500 yards over their secondary. That's how bad their secondary is. They don't show much fight, to me on offense. Those guys they're very just lazy to me on offense. Outside of maybe Zach Ertz, who plays his ass off every play, I don't see much fight from any of their offensive guys. I just don't see them winning. I think this is going to be a blowout of a game. I think the Cowboys win this 31-17.
Okay, so Let's put this into perspective. The Cowboys have only put up 30-plus points against poor teams. Comprende? Every other team...
This is a poor team.
Oh, you don't forget. This is a poor team. And I think the Cowboys are going to win this, as much as I hate to say this, because I'm a Giants fan. But the Cowboys are going to win this because, like you said, the Eagles have no identity, and it is the Cowboys' opportunity to give up this dub. They have everything going for them. Zeke produced a great game last week. Continue riding on that momentum. You also had Pollard. Pollard also had a great game last week. You had Amari Cooper having a good game last week. Just keep it going. Consistency. Keep the repetitions going. keep it up. Dak had a good game, and it's about time that we got to see this production against a halfway decent team. Can't say that the Eagles are that much of a better team than all the other teams that they played earlier this season. They haven't been. They're not that great offensively. Like you said, they haven't discovered an identity. The running game has been all over the place this year. And like you said, Carson Wentz is the only thing that they got going for them. Their receiving core, gone, shot. They're gonna have to figure out something, call the replacements, get somebody from the some people from the practice squad, something, because this Eagles team needs help. The only two pieces offensively that have been producing are Zach Ertz and Goddard, and those are your tight ends, and they are your top receivers this season. So unless you plan on starting both of them at the same time and playing a double tight or line one up at receiver, you're gonna need some help. Offensively, Sanders hasn't been doing anything. They haven't found their guy yet, but Dallas has the opportunity to drop the ball. That's all I'm saying. They have the opportunity to drop the ball. You have everything ready, needed for this W. All you got to go out there is produce, play the plays like you're supposed to. Their secondary is a joke. The Eagles' secondary is a joke. You can easily throw for 400 on top of them, easily, especially with all the weapons that y'all got. Cobb, Cooper, you got Pollard that you can throw in there every once in a while. And you got Zeke in the backfield. Zeke is going to be able to run all over this defense. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. And I got the Cowboys coming out on top on this one. I got the Cowboys winning this with a staggering 40 to 20.
That's a crazy score, but I mean, it's possible
It is a crazy score
because they're not good. I mean, I understand that.
They're not that good. They're not that good. They're not that good. I can see them putting up
going
40.
Into the next game. There's only one thing I'm gonna say about this game. I ain't gonna say much. I doubted my man last week, but it's gonna be different this time around. Aaron Rodgers, go Pack, go. And that's all I got for this segment.
You sure you don't want to add no more, no more Go Pack goes on there?
I'll add a couple more. Go Pack, go, Aaron Rodgers. Actually, I'll give you a score. Packers come out on top, 38-20. Go Pack, go.
Okay. All right. Go Pack, go. I feel you. I feel you. But I don't think that's gonna be Go Pack, go.
Stop the disrespect.
I'm gonna go the other.
You know what?
I'm gonna
you gave me
go.
Time to talk.
I'm gonna go.
I'm
listen.
Gonna give you your time
listen,
to talk.
Listen,
Go
listen,
ahead. Go
listen.
ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think it's gonna be a close game for one reason only, because the Packers almost lost to the they almost lost to the Bears, and for it to be that close, I mean, I did say that the you know Aaron Rodgers was not gonna let them lose. They didn't, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't play defense. Aaron Rodgers plays offense. He did what he needed to do offensively to keep this to keep them above water. Now, the Vikings have the opportunity to take this all the way if Kirk Cousins can cook the way that he's been cooking this last couple games. It's gonna be a problem, and it's a Monday night game, so this game is gonna be a matchup to watch. I definitely think it's gonna be close, but I think for the first time, Kirk Cousins is gonna show us why he is that guy in Minnesota, why he played the way that he plays, and that he can win important games. He can be in the moment, and he can also make those crucial plays. And I think he's going to have a game-winning drive. I think he's going to set it up. He's going Aaron Rodgers on Monday night. Simple as that. I think it's going to happen.
Look,
And I got the
look.
score 30, 32 to 28.
I was about to say, man, come on, get your score because I'm tired of the disrespect. You're not gonna just keep. We're not gonna keep letting you disrespect Aaron Rodgers live on air like that, okay? Like, stop it. He's gonna what? He's gonna Aaron Rodgers, and come on, man, stop that, man, stop that, man. They played a close game last week. It was what, 21-13. They're not gonna play another close game like that again. Aaron Rodgers knows what's going on. He knows what time of the year it is. It's cold in Green Bay. They're excited. they're going to come out on top. It's just that simple. They're not going to lose this game, man. There's no chance that they let the Vikings come in there and come out on top. I just think that's just pure foolishness.
They're playing in Minnesota. They're playing in Minnesota.
They're not going to let the Vikings come in there. I said what I said. Aaron Rodgers is never on the road. He's always at home when he's playing, all right? He's always at home. So they're not going to let the Vikings come in there and win that game. But then, of course, another NFC contender going up against a hopeful in the AFC. The Saints going to against the Titans. That's going to be huge. That's going to be a big game. That's going to be something interesting to watch. The Saints on the road.
I don't know why.
See, the disrespect, man. What you mean you don't know why? You know why? Because Ryan Tannehill.
Hop off this bandwagon with Ryan Tannehill has been on fire last week.
He didn't show up last week. Okay. Are you crazy? He didn't show up last week. He almost won them the game. What's wrong with
almost
you?
Almost don't count.
They lost the game because of a mistake.
Out of the words of my illustrious co-host, almost don't get you a dub.
They almost won the game, and they lost because of a special team's mistake. It wasn't his fault.
Nah, you're right. You're right on that. It wasn't his fault. It definitely wasn't his fault. Disrespect. But here's what is his fault.
Add Ryan Tannehill to the list. Add him to the list of niggas coming to get you, man. Cause I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired of this disrespect, man.
Put the
man.
List out. Let them sign it. Oh, my God. Let them put a bounty on my head. Oh, my God. Here's the issue. Last week, Ryan Tannehill, again, waited late until the game to get things really popping. That's not what – you can't do that. You can't wait to win late in games. It's not like you're Tom Brady or you're Drew Brees where you can lead in fourth quarter comeback. That's not your job. Your job is to go out there and put your team in a position to win and get it. Start early. You can't. You're not a comeback quarterback. That's not what you do. You're not a fourth quarter drive king. You're not Russell Wilson. Put your team in a position where they don't have to defend at the end of the game. Put them in a position where they don't have to defend at the end of the game. Again, I'm gonna say it. Put them in a position where they don't have to defend at the end of the game. But guess what? It ain't gonna happen because Drew Brees is cooking. Did you remember what happened last week? He broke two records in one game.
I don't give a damn about that.
He's not going to let the Tennessee Titans come. He's not going to let the Titans win this game. That's not happening. Michael Thomas is going off.
Let me tell you.
Alvin Kamara is going off. Everything is going to happen for them. The Tennessee Titans is not going to do anything. They're not going to do jack. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to leave it with this.
And I'm going to tell you why.
The score is going to be 38-14. I'm telling you right now. And the only reason they're going to have... Oh, my God. Look, the disrespect Are you really doubting Drew Brees right now? The GOAT right now?
I'm
going to
tell you why.
You really doubting Drew Brees?
Can I tell you why?
Oh, come on, man. Aaron Rodgers, come get
your
boy.
Can I tell you why they're going to lose?
Go ahead. Let the world
they're
know.
They're going to lose, number one, because they're playing outside. They don't win outside.
Oh, the disrespect.
That's number one. They don't win outside. Number two, A.J. Brown, Marshawn Lattimore, or Janoris Jenkins, or Eli Apple. It doesn't matter who they put on him. He's alive now. He is woken up. He's ready to ball. I think he's going to be a big factor. Also, Derrick Henry. I think he's gonna, let me tell you, I said this last week, and I know it's more than just Ryan Tannehill. It's over Ryan Tannehill. It's about formulas to win football games. If you're able to run the football, you're able to play good defense, and you're able to make plays on special teams, you have a chance to win every single Sunday. And I know they had that fluke ending at the end of the game last week, against the Texans. They understand right now that they need to win this football game. They have a chance to not only hopefully get in the wild card, but still have a chance to win their division. Mike Vrabel is a solid head coach. He's proved it over the last couple of years. He's got those guys motivated. They play great defense. I think that they have a chance to put some pressure on Drew Brees and win this football game. I love what the Saints got going on. I think Michael Thomas is the best receiver in football. There's no doubt about it. It's not even close. But to me, playing outside is a factor. it truly is a factor against the Saints. And you know, it's, you know, unfortunate, but that's what it is. The record, the numbers show it. You know, they don't typically do well when they're playing outside in this type of, this time of the year. So, you know, that is going to play a role. And also, the Tennessee Titans is not a team that you're just going to run the football on them. That's not what just happens against them. So, you know, you have Alvin Kamara running the football and whatnot. If that doesn't work, you can't just keep throwing the football. At the end of the day, they're going to, you know, zone in on that and stop that. So you have to have multiple ways to try to go in there and win football games. And I just don't think it's going to happen this week. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think it's going to be a very close game. And I think that this is actually going to be one that Tennessee comes out on top. And I have the score being 27-24. I think they're going to win by a field goal at the end of the game. All Ryan Tannehill has to do, if he is in that situation where he needs to potentially win the game, all he had to do was just hand it off. You have one of the better backs in the league. I think he leads the league in rushing touchdowns right now, Derrick Henry. So hand it off. That's all you have to do. So they have the opportunity to make plays and win them the game. I think they're going to make the right plays and win themselves this game.
The blasphemy that comes out of your mouth. I swear, if you think that Drew Brees going against Ryan Tannehill is going to take this win, you are absolutely out of your mind.
They are winning this game.
Okay, so we're going to have to see. We're just going to have to see and see what goes on later on Sunday, because this is going to be interesting. They don't do well outside because they primarily play in the dome. But from what I see, temperature's looking about a cool 50, 60 degrees in Tennessee. That is way warmer than what it is in some other places.
That ain't
in the world.
Cold.
And I think they could definitely.
That ain't cold for them. They from New Orleans.
I said way warmer.
They from New Orleans. In my greatest offset voice, they from New Orleans, man. They from New Orleans, man. And that's cold to them, man.
It's not even cold.
They asses off.
That's not cold. You crazy?
To them, it is. It's probably still 75 degrees down there in Louisiana.
You're bugging. It ain't Green Bay cold.
Man, you tripping.
It ain't Minnesota.
They ain't winning this game, man. It's very hopeful of you for them to win this game, but they ain't winning this game, man. I'm telling you right now, Tennessee's going to play spoiler, man. They're going to come out and win this game. And, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. And of course, unfortunately for you guys, the fans, that's all we got for you today. Just the games of the week. Get your picks in.
That's it.
Let us know who you got. If you agree with me, let me know. I know you do. Aaron Rodgers, go Pack, go.
Yeah. You know what? Let's do something a little different this week. If you agree with Easy Ali and you think that the Packers are going to do as great as he says he's going to do, go ahead and send us a comment, send us a post, put it on the page. Let us know. Give us some feedback. If you think that I'm right, if you think that the Vikings are going to be able to do something this week, hey, Vikings Nation, stand up. Put some posts in the comments. Go on Instagram. Go on Twitter. Send us your comments, your feedback. We want to get this, and we want to see what your reaction
go
is. Like
Pat,
Ali said.
Go.
If you guys want to scream it, go ahead and post it. Send us your comments, your thoughts, and let's see what the world has to say about this game. And with that, we signing out. It's your boy D-Dub. It's my guy.
Easy Ollie. See y'all later.